USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Word on the street is that President Trump will nominate Amy Coney Barrett to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. That's barring any last-minute changes. Barrett is currently a judge on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals out of Chicago. The president plans to announce the pick at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has lifted all coronavirus restrictions on bars and restaurants, effective immediately. That means they can open at full capacity in the Sunshine State, and counties are virtually powerless if they want to impose local restrictions.
If a local restricts between 50 and 100, they've got to provide the justification, and they've got to identify what the costs involved with doing that are.
Until Friday, local governments could go further than the state as far as restrictions. DeSantis says that the state is prepared if there is a surge in COVID-19 cases. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Lots of well wishes going to a former Texas congressman. The details from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Former congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul was hospitalized after he appeared to suffer a medical episode while recording his YouTube show. The 85-year-old was speaking about free markets on his show, The Ron Paul Liberty Report, when he began to slur his words and lost the ability to speak. He was taken to a hospital in Texas for precautionary reasons. Paul tweeted out a picture of himself in his hospital bed writing, "I am now doing fine. Thanks, everyone, for your concern."
A dad in the Bronx is being hailed as a hero as he shielded his three small children from gunfire at a car dealer. 39-year-old Anthony Jefferson was looking to surprise the mother of his kids for her upcoming birthday. According to a GoFundMe page, he lost his job due to injuries from the incident. That page is well over $100,000 as of Friday afternoon. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans are responding to President Trump not committing to a peaceful transfer of power. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details on that.
The Republican-controlled Senate passed a resolution on Thursday reaffirming their commitment to a peaceful transfer of power if Joe Biden wins a presidential election in November. This comes after President Trump made comments that suggest a Supreme Court battle may ensue over the election results. Regarding President Trump's comments about the election, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells CBS This Morning,
"Well, I think he commits to a peaceful transfer as long as it's a fair election. And I think that even the lead up into this was talking about that very subject. We now know that we have a Department of Justice investigation into ballots that were discarded from veterans in Pennsylvania. That's very troubling, anyone who sends in a ballot to find them discarded. What we want to make sure is that every vote counts, but that only the vote from one voter to the ballot box is what gets counted, and nothing less, nothing more. And so that's what he's referring to. That's what we're committed to. We're seeing some very problematic rulings by judges."
When Wall Street closed Friday, the Dow closed up nearly 359 points. The Nasdaq was higher by 241 points. The S&P 500 was up nearly 52. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.